Welcome to our Blessings of the Animal Service. Animal blessings originate out of the Catholic tradition. However, many UU congregations have adopted this practice and have made it an equally UU type of blessing. Our seventh principle, which states that we are all a part of an interconnected web of existence, is the underlying motivation for many of these services and ours. Before we begin, let me expand your understanding of the word blessing. A blessing is a wish of gratitude or happiness towards a person or animal or thing. It is for this purpose that we come together today, to acknowledge how our lives have been blessed by our animal friends and to express our happiness and gratitude that they make it so. Okay, my opening words come from the hymnal. They come from Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me and I wake in the night at the least sound of fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in its beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the place of the wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world, and I am free. Okay, for our first hymn, I'm going to try something a little different. I really wanted you to get to hear the actual Canticle of the Creatures, which was written by St. Francis. And I have to honestly say, a lot of what I'm doing, I'm throwing in a little information here and there. As an educator, I always said a large part of my job is to plant a seed, and I'm going to be straightforward. I'm trying to plant a seed and have you go do some more research on St. Francis. I attended a really cool class in seminary from a friar, and he just totally changed my understanding of St. Francis. I'm pretty sure this is being sung in Latin, so I'm pretty sure you don't speak Latin. I'm going to read it. So what I've done is I've provided a copy of the actual canticle that I thought you could read along. So none of you guys will be singing. We'll just be listening. But I felt like it was also really important to read the actual song because it's really quite different than I imagined it would be. So I am going to...
Altissimo, onnipotente, buon Signore, tue somme laude, la gloria et honore, et ogni benedizione, et ogni benedizione, a te solo, se confanno et mundo omne degno de nominarte. Laudato sia Dio mio Signore, cum tutte le tue creature, specialmente ne servo frate sole, la quale è giorna ed illumina lui per lui. E tallo e bello ed radiante, un grande splendore, Signore, porta significazione. Laudato et benedicite, mio Signore, et et servite. Alleluia.
Amen. Before we have our animal blessing, I'm going to talk to you just a little bit. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. This is actually my first service since I became ordained, and I have to say it is so completely appropriate that I'm speaking to a room full of animals. But also there's an element of unpredictability. I taught elementary school for 20 years, but never had to think about the things I had to think about when I was planning this service. But like I said, I wanted to plant a little bit of a seed about St. Francis, because this is somebody that I actually want to learn a lot more about. My experience in Interfaith Seminary was just opening a door. I learned a little bit of information. I'm no way, shape, or form an expert, and just learned about so many things I want to explore. And I know when I had my class on St. Francis, all I knew about St. Francis was that statue you see everywhere of him with birds all over him. That's all I knew. And I thought, awesome, he's got to be a cool guy, you know, hanging out with the birds. But he's about so much more. And so just so I can give a shout out, the information that I'm going to share with you came from Reverend Brother Mark Gregory D'Alessio, who is a friar up in Long Island. So unfortunately can't come speak to us, because he's actually a practitioner of Franciscan mindfulness. Whoops, I want to go back. Okay. So he belongs to the Order of Francis and Claire, and that's the first thing that made me go, wait, who's this Claire? So I don't know if I was walking into it with little information or just different information, but I did not know there was a woman involved, so I was just like, yes, I can't wait to hear about this. Anyway, so Francis was born in 1182 as Giovanni di Petrio di Barnadone, and he was actually the son of a merchant and was pretty wealthy, and all he ever wanted to do was to be a knight, and he didn't become a knight, but he was sent away in war, and he was taken as a prisoner of war for about a year. And when he returned, that's when his life really began to change. And some people will say it was a product of PTSD, but actually there's so much more that his intensity as a spiritual human was just so strong that it's obvious that it was just something always inside of him. So when he returned from war, and I should also add that he was handsome and a ladies' man, too. So when he came back, he renounced all physical belongings. He got rid of everything. He would go off into retreats, often for like 40 days of prayer. He just wanted nothing but spiritual wealth. And the interesting thing that I found out was that he had no desire to start an order. He just was such an amazing human being that when people met him, they wanted him to be a leader, and they asked him to. So if you read on the internet, it makes him sound like a pretty strong guy. And I'm not saying that he's not strong, but I love that he wanted to be the lesser brother. He didn't want to be somebody important. He just brought people along because he was so moving. And one of those people was Claire. Claire was another woman who came from a wealthy family in Italy and was really moved by him and decided she wanted to do the same thing. So after he had started his order, she said, I want to start an order too. So he worked with her, and she formed what is called the Poor Clares. And that order of nuns and his order of brothers worked a lot in tandem. So I don't think she gets as much shout out in history. The three tenets of Franciscanism, and like I do want to say again that it's something that he didn't want to do. They were like, come on, man, we want you to be our leader, we want you to have this order. And so he kind of haphazardly picked the tenets through what Brother Mark said, is just opening up a missal and which is a prayer book, and just kind of randomly choosing things. And these are the three tenets of Franciscanism: sell what you have and give to the poor, take nothing for your journey, and deny yourself and follow the path of Jesus. And so the last thing I wanted to say before the animals get too restless is why I think he's pretty UU-ish. that he would be down with our church these days, that his life was all about serving others and social justice, and what he did was actually pretty revolutionary for the time. And another thing I think is really cool, he formed the Third Order of Brothers and Sisters of Penance for people who wanted to be with him but couldn't leave their homes. So I think that's pretty interesting. But as you read The Canticle of the Creatures, I don't know if you got the same feeling I did from it. There's no mention of like animals. And so that was like, wow, he's really all about nature and the divine in nature, and we don't hear this. He is the patron saint of animals, but he's also the patron saint of ecology. So he would fit in well with the seventh principle. So I just want to make sure, as we're doing this ritual that was started in his honor, that we have a complete understanding of who he is and what he was all about. And the final thing I want to say is that he was really all about finding love and divine in the mundane and normal life. And I think that's what our pets are all about to us. They help us remember that every day is a blessing, and it's just the little things that are so wonderful. So I think that's why he's a perfect fit. I'm going to read a reading from Mark D'Alessio, and then we will go ahead with our blessings. Often we forget how revolutionary Franciscanism has been and continues to be. Its concerned witness and action in the world is reinforced by the deep sense that, at the most essential level, no single person, place, or thing exists in the universe except in relation to everything else. So what we're going to do now is we'll have each of the animals come forward, and you can tell me the name of your animal, and I will be blessing it with the water that we've collected through the years from our water ceremonies. I'm also going to put on some peaceful music to have in the background, so give me just a second. Thank you. I would like for us to end, did I get all of them? With a blessing that we'll say in unison for all the animals that are not here. Can we do this? Jeremiah was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. I never understood. No, 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 no. Drink his wine. And he always had a really fine wine. Say joy to the world.
All the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me.
Now, the only problem is my closing words are on here. Okay, well, we'll just improvise. I'm going to paraphrase because I think I actually remember the quote. It came from James Herriot from Creatures Great and Small, which I had to read actually as a small child. And it's along the lines of this. When it comes to love and loyalty and kindness, most animals are better off than humans. So I think that's true. Have a wonderful week. Go in peace and love those little creatures. Bye.